Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Derek Sivers' Anything You Want. Sophie, you've read this one. So tell me, what's the big idea that stuck with you?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, the biggest thing for me was that he built a multi-million dollar company completely by accident. He wasn't trying to be an entrepreneur. He just wanted to sell his own CD online, and then his friends asked him to sell theirs too. It's the opposite of every start with a business plan book out there.
Right? It's so refreshing. He's a musician and a web developer, and he literally just solved his own problem. He didn't do market research. He didn't write a 5-year plan. He just thought, hey, I can do this for myself. And then suddenly it's a company called CD Baby.
Exactly. And that's his first big lesson. The best businesses often start as a solution to a personal frustration. You're not trying to get rich. You're trying to make something better for yourself. And it turns out other people want that too.
Yeah, and I love that he doesn't pretend he had some grand vision. He's like, I just wanted to sell my CD. And then the whole book is these 40 short essays, each one a lesson from the trenches. It's not a typical business book at all.
No, it's more like a philosophy book disguised as a business memoir. And the philosophy is radical in its simplicity. Success comes from obsessively serving your customers, designing a life you actually want, and defining success on your own terms.
Okay, so let's talk about that customer service obsession, because that's the part that really got me. He says he answered every single customer email himself for the first few years. Every single one. Can you imagine?
I cannot. But he has this great story that perfectly illustrates his philosophy. A customer ordered a CD, got it, and then complained that the artist had autographed it, which made it seem used. Most companies would say, sorry, that's a bonus. He immediately refunded the money and let them keep the CD.
And that's completely illogical from a profit standpoint, right? But his reasoning was human. He said a happy customer tells 10 friends, and an unhappy customer tells 100. So he wasn't just fixing a problem. He was creating a marketing engine.
That's the core insight. Your business isn't defined by your product or your website. It's defined by the experience you create. If you make people's lives better, they'll reward you with loyalty and word of mouth that money can't buy.
And he took that to an extreme. He refused to run ads on CD Baby. Even when companies were throwing huge sums of money at him, he saw it as a betrayal of trust. His job was to sell music, not to sell his customers' attention.
That's such a good point. Your values aren't just a poster on the wall. They're a strategic asset. By saying no to easy money, he built a brand that people could trust. Its integrity as a business model.
So he's building this thing slowly, organically. And he's turning down venture capital too. He didn't want investors breathing down his neck, demanding hockey stick growth. He valued control and sanity over size.
And he has that great quote, business is not about money. It's about doing what you love and making a dent in the universe. For him, the goal was to build a business that supported the life he wanted to live. That meant he could take vacations and answer emails himself.
Which brings up something that I think is super important. He's all about defining success for yourself before you start. If you don't, society defines it for you, and society's definition is usually just bigger.
And that's why he stayed small for so long. He wasn't trying to build a billion-dollar empire. He was building a business that gave him freedom. That's the real point of anything you want. You can have anything, but not everything. So you have to choose.
I also love his idea about delegating without losing control. He wasn't a micromanager, but he created these incredibly detailed instructions for every task. How to answer the phone, how to pack a CD, step by step.
And that's not to limit his employees. It's to empower them. By documenting the perfect way to do something, he ensured the company kept its high standards even when he was gone. He saw his job as designing the system, not doing the work.
That's a huge mindset shift for any founder. You're not a cog in the machine. You're the architect. You create a process that runs without you, so you can focus on what only you can do.
And then there's the two sides of the coin idea. Every strength has an equal and opposite weakness. He was great at ideas and systems, but terrible at managing people. Too soft, too trusting. So, he hired a general manager who was the exact opposite. Tough, decisive, unafraid to fire people.
So instead of trying to fix his weaknesses, he doubled down on his strengths and filled the gaps. That's so counterintuitive. Most of us feel like we have to be good at everything.
But he says no. Know your weaknesses and build a team that compensates. That partnership was essential to the company's success. It's about being self-aware, not being perfect.
Okay, so let's get to the end of the story. After 10 years, he sells CD Baby for $22 million. And you'd think that would be the ultimate happy ending, right? But he describes it as deeply painful.
That part really hit me. He felt a profound sense of loss and identity crisis. The business had become who he was. Letting it go felt like losing a limb. He admits he wasn't happy for a long time after the sale.
And that's the part nobody talks about. The goal isn't just to get to the exit. It's to build a life you don't need to escape from. If your identity is wrapped up in your business, you'll be lost without it.
Which leads to his final meditation. The ultimate goal of any business should be to give you the freedom to live your ideal life. For him, that was a life of quiet contemplation and creative freedom. He wanted to be a writer, a thinker, a teacher, not a CEO forever.
And this book is the result of that freedom. He stepped away from the daily grind and spent years reflecting. The final takeaway is that your business is a tool, not an identity. It's a vehicle for your values. You should be able to walk away and still know who you are.
So, in the end, anything you want is about intentionality. Stop running the race everyone else is running and start defining your own finish line. The most successful businesses aren't built on spreadsheets. They're built on empathy, generosity, and understanding human nature.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that I get to choose what success means. I don't have to play by someone else's rules. I can build a business that serves my customers and gives me the life I want. That's a huge weight off my shoulders.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So the real message is this.
You can have anything you want, but you can't have everything. So choose wisely and make sure it's what you actually want, not what you think you should want. We'll see you in the next one.